Vision 180's word for today. Helping you live different every day.
Turn back to me and ask for help and I will answer your prayers. Jeremiah 29:12. Before they disobeyed God, the Jews spent 70 years as slaves in Babylon. They lost their joy, their freedom, and their identity. All the things that make life worth living. But God hadn't finished with them. He told them this: "After 70 years, I will be kind and bring you back to Jerusalem, just as I have promised. I will bless you with a future filled with hope, a future of success, not of suffering. You will turn back to me and ask for help, and I will answer your prayers. You will worship me with all your heart, and I will be with you and accept your worship. You feel secure." Maybe you feel a bit off course. We all do it one time or another. But when you read biblical accounts of the people God blessed and used, you discover that failing isn't unusual. Often it's a part of the learning curve. The fact is, there's nothing in your past or present that God can't use. When we come into this world, none of us knows exactly what we're supposed to do with our lives. And that's okay. Just start where you are right now. When God puts your life on track, He starts by giving you a sense of hope, because only God-given hope will sustain you through the rough times. If you're wondering whether you will ever get to where you're supposed to be in life, go back and reread what God has promised His people: a future filled with hope. And the God who gave Israel another chance will give you one too when you turn to Him.
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
Subscribe today at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.